Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about Bitcoin, one of your favorite things to look at.
I love Bitcoin. I'm trying to get Peter Schiff on here. Like, I want to get him and one other person, maybe Michael Saylor, to come in and tell the truth about Bitcoin. But I like it at 13,154.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting to see if it would break above the 50% retracement of its all-time high, which would be 36,269. It has not gotten there yet. As much as banks have fallen apart, because last year everyone was like, you don't know crypto and this is the best use case. But as a result, more retail investors have not put in as much money into Bitcoin as they said that they would.
Mm-hmm.
Institutions haven't either. And although it's had a great bounce from 16,000 up to about 28.
Yep.
I thought Bitcoin would have been at 50,000 if banks fell apart. Going back to the decentralization part,
mm-hmm.
there is no decentralized currencies that will not be infiltrated by the banks.
Does the current situation of banks actually show the more of a use case need for a space like Bitcoin?
Definitely a need. Yeah. They will not allow it.
So
as soon as everyone starts
saying,
that's my point. As soon as people were like, hey, at scale, we're going to find a way to transact without each other. Okay, great. Y'all think y'all going to get away from paying this VIG? Great. You're going to have to send the money through the companies now, through FedNow.
Mm.
So the money will go through FedNow. They'll disperse it to Amazon and Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's and OnlyFans and wherever else. They're going to make sure they get top line revenue. So if I'm saying this on Twitter and seeing this on Twitter and Instagram, you don't think that the Federal Reserve is not seeing it and say, okay, let's just undercut all that. They'll probably even change the name of FedNow and make it something more attractive. And I keep saying, if they give everyone $1,000 a quarter for the next 2 years in a recession to make people sign up for it, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to sign up.
Yeah. I mean, that's really like, it's a stipend. It's the universal basic income.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Slowly
but surely. All right. We can't touch Bitcoin without talking about Ethereum. Ethereum's at $18.33. What's your thoughts? Where are we at with it?
I like Ethereum if it gets down to 13, 3270. It's currently at 1834. It's too high for me to buy. Ethereum has been in this channel of being at between 2000 and pretty much 1100. I like it at 1332. 70 and some change if I'm going to buy it and load the boat. I do think there's a use case for it, but the government has found a way to come in and throttle all major activity from any outside currencies. And I keep saying, like, to make a currency or payment system go popular without them being involved is a legal act of war.
Mm.
And they're going to find a way to throttle it. Once again, Vitalik is Russian and Bitcoin is owner, creator, supposedly is Japanese. The Russians are mining the most Bitcoin. Be careful. Be careful. You don't think that the federal government saw everybody wanted a digital something and they bought all of the bullshit NFTs and they were not going to get involved in the game? This is a classic case of needing to be quiet in order for a project to work. So right, I do like Ethereum, man, Bitcoin.
Shout out to my brother Shadi. I saw people clapping it up. Yeah.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.